Blog. Well, peace and blessings. I'm your host, Bree, and you have reached the Bree Life Radio Show. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Mr. Nice Guy. Who exactly is he? I have been talking with a lot of brothers lately over the last couple of weeks, and everyone seems to have the same feeling that nice guys are really finishing last. But why do we think that this is happening? We're going to talk about that. But before we jump into our show, I just want to thank all the callers, the guest co-host last night, Benay from Crown Heights, her Facebook page, I Grew Up in Crown Heights, is a phenomenon. She has 2,300 followers of individuals who grew up in Crown Heights, who is following the page, and on a daily basis, you'll see people talking about fond memories of when they grew up and remember wins, and that's what our show was about yesterday, and it was a hit. I've gotten a lot of phone calls. I've received a lot of text messages and emails, and it's been requested that I do a part two. So just to let you know, there will be a part two to Bree's Block Party. Also, if you were listening at the beginning of the show, there is new intro music to introduce your host. And that music came by the way of Mark Wade from Houston, Texas, a very talented music producer who was very generous in producing this intro loop for me. So I just want to give him a big shout out and say a big thank you to him, both him and his son, A-Dream, who will be creating a new loop for Bree Life Radio, which will be coming soon to you. Now, let's jump into Mr. Nice Guy. Why is he being overlooked? I mean, what are we really talking about here? There was a caller by the name of Mr. Solutions who came on our show a couple of weeks ago, and he was really the one who inspired this show's concept about Mr. Nice Guy. So I'm going to begin with taking a few callers. I've been talking to, like I said, I've been talking to some people over the last couple of weeks who have been sharing their frustrations mainly about why they feel women today are gravitating more towards the thug guys, the guys with the pants hanging off of their behind, and, you know, people who are not forward-moving. Men are becoming very frustrated with us ladies, and not really. I mean, the ladies, of course, that are in the singlehood. So for all of the listeners, if you have friends or family members that feel the same way as some of the brothers that I've been talking to who have been expressing this frustration, please tell them to call in to 424-220-1862. You can also follow the show on Bree Life Radio at gmail.com and send your questions, concerns,
and, of course, your constructive criticisms. You can also follow us on Bree Life Radio at Twitter and Bree Life Radio at Facebook.
So without further ado, we're going to start off the top of the show with not a male caller right now. We're going to go to a female caller. And I believe that this is my Gail, better known to us as Turtle. Turtle.
Turtle's in the house. Hey, Miss
Queen. Peace and blessings, sister. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
There you go.
So even though this show is more geared towards our male listeners and callers, but it's very important, I feel, to have a balanced vantage point so that we can have a fair dialogue and discussion about what this phenomenon is really about. Like I said, for the last few weeks, more so than and even over the last year or two, I've been hearing my male friends complain about how women are very unappreciative of the nice guy. I can always give my opinion, of course, but why do you think that is?
My answer to that question, I'm say this first. This has been going on for years. Just back in the day, this has been going. It's been going on. It's like there's nothing new. But
right.
And I don't know why it exists like that. I don't have an answer for that. It just seems like that's a phase that women have to go through. Not all women, but the majority of us seems like we have to go through that phase. Is something exciting about that male? Maybe. I don't have
the
an answer.
Bad boy,
I'm just hypothesizing here.
Okay.
Yeah, something exciting about them because, I don't know, there's been a show that comes on. I don't know if the talk people have seen. It's called Legally Blonde. And the girl, she's very pretty and she's studying to be a lawyer. But she walks past this guy. And he's a geek. And these girls are just ignoring him and talking about his clothes and everything. So then she sees it. So she walks past and she walks back by him and she kisses him. And then she slaps him and she said, and that's for not calling me last night. But that made him popular with the other girls. They're like, oh. He's somebody now, the other girls, you know, and this happens in real life because I was just talking to a guy today, and he goes to this office, and he said there's like three kind of good-looking girls in there, and then there's one who's not so good-looking. He said, so he gives her all the attention, and now they're jealous because he's not giving them the good-looking girls any attention. He's giving this one, you know, quote-unquote ugly duckling attention. I don't know why that is. I don't know. That's my take on it for now.
Let me ask you something. In your experience, whether when you were younger or as a grown woman, when you were single, did you ever find yourself gravitating towards the bad boy, or were you more interested in the geek or the nice guy? The nice guy, the average-looking guy that might have dressed in khakis and a white crisp starched shirt.
I think I was an average kind of guy person. I don't remember ever having the bad boy.
Or the fly guy.
Well, some of the fly guys were basketball players and stuff like that in college. But other than that, like, I didn't go for the bad guys. Like, I don't think I did.
Okay.
Well, I'm not a good candidate for this topic.
Well, no, you always add some value to the conversation, so don't feel that, because I'm sure that within the next few minutes, we're going to, the topic is going to amp up, is going to heat up, and, you know, we might gravitate off of it, and then I have to reel people in back into what the topic is all about. But,
right.
You know, there's always value for you to add. So without further ado, we're going to bring on one of our most famous guest callers. He is no other than the infamous Mark from Houston, Texas. What's happening, Brother Mark?
What's going on? What's going on, Bree?
Mark's
in
the house. Houston.
What's going down? What's going down? Hey, this is an interesting subject, I mean, because the bad boy. I mean, because, you know, you got so many facets to this whole concept of the bad boy. You know, you mentioned the fly guy, you know. I mean, you got the bad boy, meaning the straight up bad boy. I mean, the thug dude that's out there slanging and banging on the block. Then you got the other kind of cats. You know, you got the jock cats like she was talking about. You also got guys that got the good looks and they got a lot of bread, but they not, and they rebels on, you know, they might be rebels on at school. And then you got the guy that just go to class, handle his business, go to the crib. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. And I think that's, first of all, that's where it all started. It started at school, on the playground, on the school, to some extent on the block. And I'm not going to try to interpret or explain to you what a woman is thinking. But I will tell you this, that the whole concept of feeling like I can be protected, folks are going to have a level of respect for me or fear of me if I associate with this dude. You know, he's going to take care of me. He's got my back, per se. That kind of concept, when it came to high school and stuff like that, when it comes to older adult women, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with them. You know what I'm saying? Because, first of all, I never fit it. My position, I put you like me. I wasn't no banger. I was not really a jobber. I ran track and stuff like that, but highly intelligent brother, well spoken brother, pretty loquacious brother, as you probably figure. You know what I'm saying? But I still was part of the quote unquote the in crowd, but I wasn't on the. I was kind of like on the periphery. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't the man per se, and I wasn't the one out there, you know, banging, and I wasn't the best athlete, I wasn't the best musician, I wasn't the hardest-headed cat out there, so to speak, but I was kind of on the periphery, had the relationship with the guy, and there's no doubt about it. The girls definitely gravitated towards the rougher cats, you know what I'm saying? And again, I think it had a lot to do with that level of respect, and that so-and-so girl, that's old boy girl, you know, so people wouldn't be messing with her, folks wouldn't say certain things to her. The tripped out part about it was a backlash to that too, because sometimes she couldn't even have regular conversations because everybody running back and saying, hey, you know, your girl was over there talking to X, Y, and Z. So, you know, it was two parts to that, you know what I'm saying? But you saw a lot of that in high school. Now,
okay,
you have been alluding to this. You've been alluding to this. You've been alluding to that. There are grown women, probably perhaps in the age of 40, that still like these kind of guys.
Yeah, yeah. Especially, I've been alluding to it, not so much because I have actually encountered female friends of mine gravitating toward these guys. I've been hearing the frustration of the nice guys or those who think they're nice, because I listen to what everybody has to say, all right? We all have a perception of who we think we are, but, you know, when you're on the outside looking at the person, you're like, okay, you think you're a nice guy, but I don't necessarily agree with that perspective, but okay.
Correct.
Most of the guys that I've talked to that are nice guys, decent, hardworking, average brothers, just, you know, wanting to be in a decent relationship, a good communicative relationship with somebody that they can treat well, and they have the capacity and the tools to treat the person well, to be in a healthy relationship, they do their part. They say that all types of women, not just the, you know, fabulous diva, but right on down to the average woman, just doesn't seem to be interested. I have a very good friend. Yes.
I have a question for you. Tell me, in our 40s, who are these guys believe the bad boy is in our 40s and 50s? Who's the bad boy? I just want to know what he looks like.
Well, from what I've been hearing, this what this bad boy looks like, and I'll give you two perspectives. I'll give you theirs and mine,
okay.
Which and or maybe a combination of both. He's a guy usually in his. He could be in his late 20s, his 30s, or 40s, right? And how he dresses seems to give the impression that he lives a certain type of lifestyle. He's sort of, so to speak, thugged out. And he wears baggy clothes and you know, all types of sports types of clothing. He's not very he doesn't speak, you know, he's not very articulate. He, you know, uses a lot of slang. He has a lot of body gesture, you know, and body language. I mean, there's a lot of things going on. Sometimes this guy wears a baseball cap with the bill in the front, or he can wear it in the back, or he's wearing Timberlands and, you know, walking from side to side. I mean, there's a lot going on with this guy. And I'm hearing this more from men. That they're under the impression that women gravitate more towards that guy than someone such as themselves who are professional, average type of guys.
So do they feel like
and they're frustrated. These guys, I'm telling you, there are a dozen guys. I could call their names out if I was to name names. There's 12 people in particular that I'm telling you, I hear the frustration in their voice. They're like, what the heck do I have to do to have a woman be consistently interested in me? Like, what's, you know, they're asking themselves now, what's wrong with me?
Okay, so Bree, question. We got two different issues going on here. We got somebody that's a bad boy, whoever he is, and then we got a guy that's having a hard time getting a girl. Now, if I'm hearing this, damn sorry.
Hold on a second. I want to take a caller, and then I want you to continue with your thought. Peace and blessings. You have reached the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your host, Bree. Who may I have the pleasure of speaking to tonight? Hello?
This is Rich.
Is this the Crown Heights historian?
Yes, it is.
Well, hello, Brother Rich. How are you?
Hey. I just got on here, and I didn't even know if you heard me or not. Okay, I didn't, because there's no thing that lets you know when you're on air or anything. So
I just got
on here, okay?
Well, you're on the air, baby. This is the Bree Life Radio Show, and you know your host, Bree.
Hey,
so
Bree.
Bree is in the house, so talk to me. Now, I want you to, you know, I was telling you about this topic yesterday, Mr. Nice Guy. And let me introduce you to our panel of guest callers. We have Mark from Houston, Texas, and Gail from Minnesota. This is Rich from
Gail and Mark.
My hometown,
doing?
Crown Heights.
How you guys
Rich?
Doing? All right.
Well, doing,
Gail and
doing
Mark,
well.
How y'all both doing?
Well.
We got a cross-country
well.
Thing going on here.
It's a beautiful thing.
So,
yes,
Rich,
that's right.
Tell me about what you think the phenomenon is about this Mr. Nice Guy problem that seems to be happening with men and women right now. I have brothers complaining to me, good brothers, that are saying,
they're not getting any play because they're a nice guy. And that women just don't seem to be going for the nice guy anymore. They're going for the dudes that are thugged out and, you know, just not very progressive and forward moving. What do you think about that?
I think that there's a lot of factors going on. Okay, the nice guy should continue to be a nice guy because the right woman hasn't come along for this nice guy. Okay, the women that are going for these thugs are not really sure what they want. I think they talk with their friends and think that that's what they want, but when the thug starts acting really like a thug, they don't really want that. Okay, they may want a thug in the bedroom, but they don't want a thug when they go out in the street. Okay, when they go around their friends, they don't want really a thug. They want a nice guy, a nice appearing guy, but a thug in the bedroom.
A thug in the bedroom. Well, you know what? I don't know if I should go there because I'm really trying
to
figure out what that would look like.
You asked me.
Is he gonna have
the
like
thug.
a over his like a bad man over
thug.
His face? Pick him up. I mean,
what
a thug in the bedroom.
What is that?
Yeah, tell me what that is.
Okay. You can use your imagination.
There you go.
You can use your imagination.
Let him use her imagination.
You can use your imagination, but I'm speaking the truth. You ask me, and I'm speaking the truth.
No,
okay?
No, come
you,
on now.
I'm
this
speaking
is
the truth the way
radio
I speak.
Show. We got to keep it light.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm still speaking the truth the way I see it. Okay?
Okay,
This is how I think it is, but a nice guy should remain a nice guy, okay? Because
yeah,
the right woman
absolutely.
Will come along for him. Should remain a nice guy and still continue to be a nice guy. If you get used and played by these women, then you learn something. You know you can't go back there no more. You can't go with this type of woman because that's not for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
After a while, you got to learn. You got to learn. But maybe it's the place where you're hanging out at. You hanging out at this club where there's a lot of thugs out there. What you expect? That's what you're going to get. You're a nice guy. You shouldn't be in there.
Let me ask a question.
Sure.
And this goes back to what I was just saying. I'm kind of confused because I got two different issues going on here. I got a thug guy, and I got a man that can't seem to get a girl, and it seems like he's inferring he can't get the girl because of the thug guy. And then my question only is not so much just where he's hanging out. I'm trying to figure out what is he doing. And it's this whole so-called nice guy thing, I don't know what a nice guy is because, first of all, I ain't a thug. I've never been a thug, so I don't know what that is, per se. And I'm intelligent. I'm well-spoken. But I don't know if I'm a nice guy. No. I'm trying to figure out what qualifies me to be a nice guy, number one. Number two, if I am a nice guy, and I'm not having problems I'm not having problems meeting women. I'm not having those problems. And I ain't sagging my pants. I don't know about the bedroom decorum and all that kind of stuff, but I mean, I'm not having these kind of problems. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not having problems like this. So I'm lost on what these guys are not doing or they're doing. I think that might even be a whole other show, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Because women, I mean, you don't seem to be gravitating towards thugs. Sabrina,
are you talking to me?
Sabrina, you don't seem to be gravitating towards thugs.
No, that's not my, that's never been my choice of brother. I've always gravitated toward the nice guy or the geek.
Right. Okay.
That's
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess my question is this, and it keeps going back to this whole thing of being a nice guy. I think that women do like a guy that has some level of suspense, some level of authority in whatever he's doing when it comes to his ability to communicate with her, make her feel. Because I don't know about the thug thing. I think the thug thing is really a younger thing. I hear these guys talking, so I'm kind of thinking they look like 20-year-old girls.
No. And I mean, Rich, you tell me if you think I'm right or wrong from your perspective. But from what I'm hearing, I'm talking about women
that are in our generation.
Are they that
Cougars? Some,
oh, okay.
But then,
okay,
we have another, let me just say this. We have another issue, too. There are some brothers that are in their 40s, let's say, or 50s, that seem to be holding on to youth. They don't dress age appropriately. Okay? So maybe a small percentage of the women that are gravitating towards these so-called thugged out guys.
Yeah.
I think there's a perception with the type of clothing that people wear sometimes that they'll get the perception that, oh, he's, you know, he must be, I don't know what the terms that they would use to put a label on this individual, but we'll use the word thug, you know.
Okay, yeah, I think that's we might be
gravitating towards. But there are men in their 40s and 50s that, you know, are walking around with the baseball caps turned backwards and, you know, wearing what do you call those things? The baseball shirts. What do you call them? I'm sorry.
Oh, team jerseys.
Team jerseys.
Football
jerseys. Baseball caps turned around. And they got the pants hanging off of their behind. And these are 50-year-old men. I've seen it with my own eyes.
You just described guys. Because actually, young cats don't even. I'm just tripping out because I come from a kind of a dual perspective. I produce hip hop, and I do it with a lot of young guys. And I'm a little older than a young guy. So, therefore, I understand the older part. It's a lot of generational stuff. But I'm still kind of lost, and I want to see this dude. I wish we could see this guy. I want to know who he is that is getting all the ladies that your friends can't get. And he's older, and he's walking around acting like he's 20 years old, sagging his pants, saying, yo, baby, what's cracking and all this kind of stuff. I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out. I want to see him.
Okay. Can I interject something?
Sure.
Okay. Going back, I heard what Mark said, okay, and I hear what you're saying, Mark, and I have seen these guys. I have seen these people, but there's an outside projection that people put out. You know what I'm saying? People put a front up for who they want to project to be. Just like guys who ride motorcycles, for instance, they put up a front. Every motorcycle rider is not a tough person. Is not a thug.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
You got a lot of corporate people that are riding motorcycles. You know what I'm saying? But that's the projection they come out. Okay. They put out. But what I've noticed in the urban, I'll say urban. Okay, in the urban neighborhoods, okay, a lot of older guys will wear a lot of young stuff. And if they're dealing in the neighborhoods a lot, and if they're walking or they don't have a car, or even if they have a car, they're getting around in the urban neighborhoods a lot, this is how they dress, okay?
Okay.
For one thing, they dress like that because they want to be accepted. Another thing is they don't want to be run up on. Okay, because you don't want to look like a mark. Okay, you want to look like you belong there.
Hey,
okay. Okay.
Mark,
so that's right. You don't want to look like that. You want to look like you belong there, like you've been there all the time.
Yeah.
So this is why they dress like that. This is my perception of why they dress the way they do. Okay. Now, if they happen to fall up on something or whatever, you know, some young lady may figure, oh, he look cool or whatever. However that goes. A lot of young ladies are very, I have to say it like this, they don't know what they want, okay? They think they want that, but that ain't really what they want, okay? They'll check it out.
Oh, boy.
They will check it out.
I hear what you're saying. I don't necessarily agree.
I'm not talking about you, Bree. I'm talking about a lot of young ladies, okay? I'm talking about a lot of young ladies. I'm not talking about you at all. Okay, you are a woman
of
class.
No, but I'm not talking about me either, but I do know that there are a lot of my
my fellow sisters that are in the sisterhood, in the singlehood with me,
mm-hmm.
that we know
mm-hmm.
what we want. And I was just
okay.
talking about this
yeah,
very thing last night with someone.
But why do they settle for what they get? Okay, some brother that's not working, some brother that, you know what I'm saying? Why do some of them, I'm not saying all of them, why do they settle for what they have? Rather than have no man, they'd rather have a piece of man?
Well, what do they want? What do they want? I guess that's the question. What do they want? I mean,
that's
the problem. Rich, here's the problem we got right here. We got this. We have to be careful.
Hold on a second. You know what? We're going to try to find out what we want. We're going to bring on another caller. Hopefully this is a female caller to offer a fair perspective, because I think the scales are a little imbalanced. So let's bring on another caller right now. Hold on. Okay. Peace and blessings. You've reached the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your host, Bree. Who may I have the pleasure of speaking to tonight? Hello? Okay. Hello? All right. We'll go to the next caller. Peace and blessings. You have reached the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your host, Bree, who may I have the pleasure of speaking to tonight.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your host, Bree.
Hey, cuz, what's up?
Hello?
Which cousin is this?
Oh, this is the one on the mountaintop.
Okay, this is the one on Walton's Mountain. This is Timmy.
Yeah.
Hello, Timmy.
What's up? Yeah, I'm listening into the show, and I wanted to put some input in, but I wanted to hear from some more ladies, because this Mr. Nice Guy thing, I sort of lived in that realm. You know, I was in my youth, I was the nice guy where I was held as the older brother or the younger brother. And then getting into my early 20s, you know, I went through sort of a metamorphosis where, you know, I lost a lot of weight and my persona changed. And going from nice guy to nasty guy, I seemed to get more attention. So I don't know if any other brothers out there that identify with it, but I wanted to get more from the ladies' perspectives. So
nice
I'll hold
guy,
on.
Nasty guy. Well, let's examine that. What was this metamorphosis that you're talking about? You went from nice guy to nasty guy. What do you mean?
Well, before I reached my 20s, you know, from junior high school years. You know, I had a lot of female friends. I kept females in my circles. But when it came to getting, stepping up the relationship, it was a case of they kept me at, if they were older than me, they kept me as the younger brother. If they were younger, they kept me as the older brother. So I got to a point where I couldn't stand being the brother or the cuddly guy or the cute, nice guy. And I carried weight, you know, for a lot of years, but as I got older, the weight, you know, came down, I slimmed up, you know, and it seemed like the attitude changed along with it, where
you dropped the weight, but you and you also, you know, changed your attitude where you...
And everything changed, and it seemed
so.
Like
how did you treat women? Becoming nasty.
I never disrespected women, because I, you know, growing up in a family that had lots of women, you know, I wasn't, you know, into treating or mistreating women. But the attitude was, okay, well, I didn't get attention as a younger guy being nice. It seemed I got the attention being sort of nasty or the arrogant. And, you know, it from, you know, when you had the swan, I mean, the duckling that went to the swan, that was sort of like what I went through. And the more nasty I became, but like I said, not disrespectful, it was the more nasty I came, the more attention I got. And that was the one thing I could not understand. You know, I tried to, for years, trying to get that answer from the ladies. Why is it that y'all go for these nasty guys, but the nice guy, the guy that treats you with the respect, that treats you like a queen, you don't even give a second glance at? But the guy that you know, pushes you to the ground, you know, and sees less of you, or sees that you're nothing equivalent to him, you give him the most respect.
Okay. Well, you know what? Rich, do you have anything to say with regards to that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
It's been my experience that a lot of women don't feel, a lot of women, and I've heard them say this, that they feel the nice guy is boring, okay? He's not a challenge, and he's boring, okay? The other guy who has the attitude and whatnot is more of a challenge because they want to see what they can do with this guy. They want to control this guy, okay? I'm not so much as control him, make him do things, but make him do certain things that they want done, but still it's a challenge. And he's not as boring. He's excited. You never know what to expect from him, okay? So that I've heard women say that. Okay, that this so that may be some of it. That's definitely not all of it, but that's some of it.
Well,
That's interesting that you say that because, from my point of view, those women that played the nice guy for, I guess, you know, in their mindset, like a fool or not challenging, I found as the challenge, and those were the ones I was seeking. And when I did sort of conquer them, my attitude was, okay, now that I didn't do what I had to do, I could walk away or I could turn my back.
It's the same thing. You know. It's a two-way street. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
They want to do the same thing.
Okay, Mark,
do
you have
something
to say?
They want to do the same thing.
Yeah. Well,
Mark?
I think we got some language or semantic things going on. And number one, engaging. The reality is, whenever you try to talk to anybody, you got to be somewhat engaging. I mean, you got to have the ability to engage a person. Number one, I can tell you this because I kind of understand what Tim is saying. In the weird world, I always had a lot of female friends, and I'm a talker. And one thing men generally don't do, we don't do a whole lot of talking. So the mysterious, non-talking enigma of a man sometimes, or the hardhead sometimes, does get a little more attention than a guy that's a friend because it could be, oh, that's just Timmy. You know Timmy. I can talk to Timmy about anything. That's what I used to hear. Oh, Mark, I can talk to. But see, the thing about it was I had a group of women that I was going to talk to. And then there was a group of women I wasn't going to have that kind of conversation with. So my conversation shifted up, and it's kind of like developing a game, so to speak. And a lot of times, I know we want people just to accept us as we are. And truthfully, they will be accepting you as you are. It's just kind of like what's your game is. Because I'm sure, Timmy, the older you got and the more you start seeing how people moved around, you develop what you call your game. And you understood how to have a conversation in a way that could probably put you in a situation where you could, you know, get with one of them females, so to speak. So I just think that I still want these guys to call in that's getting played by these women that's going after 40-year-old thugs or whatever they're going after. I wish they would call. If y'all out there, please call Bree Life Radio now because we want to hear from y'all too.
Well, here, we're going to take another caller. And is Turtle on the line?
Okay.
Hello? Okay.
Oh,
we're
going to
take another caller. Hi, this is Bree Life Radio. You have reached your host, Bree. Peace and blessings. And who may I have the pleasure of speaking to? Hello? Hello? Okay, we're going to let that caller have a chance to get their technology together. We're moving right along. Peace and blessings. You've reached the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Bree. Who may I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight? Hello? Okay, well, fellas, let's keep the dialogue moving on. Yes, I would like for some of these people who have been complaining to me over the last year or two about the nice guy syndrome to please call into Bree Life Radio. You can do so at 424-220-1862. You can also follow us on Blog Talk Radio / Bree Life. And, you know, this is funny that, you know, Timmy would say this because I do remember growing up that, you know, you have certain people that you friend. And then there are certain people that you're interested in. And, you know, I know sometimes my topics always go back to the same thing. What is the fate, Mark? what is all of my topics usually go back to? Something that we talk about all the time.
Accessibilities?
No.
What, disclosure?
Disclosure?
Is that the magic word, disclosure?
It always goes back to disclosure because...
Back there again?
We're back there again because here's the thing. When you are being engaged or engaging someone, if you don't state what your intentions are, the signals can become mixed. So this nice guy is going to get his feelings hurt because sometimes we don't communicate clearly and let the person know that although I think you're a nice guy, maybe you're just not the right guy for me. See, I think that's also an element to this whole nice guy syndrome that's not being taken into consideration. I think that sometimes the nice guy gets hurt because women, as communicative as we think we are, in fairness, we don't always say the things that need to be said.
True.
Yeah, but you know what, though, Bree? Sometimes, and I've talked to enough women, and sometimes it's like I don't even know if I need to say, if I want to say anything to you. Basically, the easiest thing for them a lot of times to say is, I'm not interested, no thank you, or whatever they have to say, the least words they have to say, because I don't want to have to explain to you what's going on. Because if I'm feeling you, you ain't going to have to worry about no explanation. You're going to kind of sense that I'm feeling you some kind of way. There's going to be some signal given out. Similarly, if I ain't feeling you, you're going to kind of know. For instance, the phone call is going to get returned as frequently. The conversations are shorter. You know, there's different things that you just cues. Now, if you sit around and you ain't picking up on that thing, I wonder why she's not calling me back. So now you want to give you an exit interview?
Right.
You know what?
Right.
They need to talk
right.
to you. You know what?
Right.
Now, those guys need to talk to you, because what my question would be is, Bree, when you counsel your friends and they come and tell you, do you take them through a little, you should try to take them through a little thing and find out exactly how they're saying and doing out there.
Well, first of all, before I even respond to that, here here is a perfect segue for my disclaimer. I am not a psychologist. I am not a sociologist. I am not a therapist. I am not a social worker. I'm just a woman, walked on the earth's surface for a little while and been through some stuff to be able to give some insight to things from my perspective, from my vantage point. But when I am talking to these brothers that are frustrated, the first thing I want to know is how did they wind up? I try to turn it back around on them and to ask them, how did they wind up where they are with this individual being so frustrated? You know, I believe how you start a thing is how you should be able to enter in, and that should be the bar that you set your goal for how you're going to continue through. And, of course, you know, there are going to be moments when the bar is going to go down because, you know, sometimes we don't always communicate clearly, and that's a very important word. It sounds cliche that, you know, oh, communication is the key. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're not communicating, if you're not having clear conversations and given what your expectations are for the investment of time, money, energy, PCA, and what do we call PCA again?
Passion, care, and attention.
Care and attention that goes into every relationship, whether it's a relationship between a man and a woman, between a child and their mother, between, you know, even between employer and employee, there's passion, care, and attention that has to be, you know, placed in as elements for that relationship. So if you're not communicating what your expectations are, what you want for your investment, and you should really be stating that at the door.
One of the problems still with these guys is they tell me they can't even get the girl. So we ain't even go here yet. They're not getting past. Where are they getting stuck at? I guess that's what I want to know. When you talk to them, do you role play with these guys? I mean, what do you do to find out what they're doing?
I won't say that I role play, but I do try to, like I said, I do try to turn the vantage point around to say, okay, how did you start with this individual? What kind of dialogue was going on? And what was the expectation in the beginning? And how did you wind up where you are right now? So through some examination, some assessment, then I said, okay, right there was when you saw that there was a change in the person's mood or how they talked to you, how they looked at you, what they didn't do, how they didn't touch you, all these things. When you saw these little things happening, which are the signs that I tell people we don't pay attention to.
No, we don't.
We do not pay attention to the signs. Signs is all around us. Like you said, Mark, in text, like you said, you know, if a person is not calling you regularly, if you start off calling and talking to each other 10 hours a day, then now it goes down to maybe 5 minutes every other day, don't you think something is wrong? I mean, if that's not a clear indication that the person ain't vibing with you anymore, then, you know, what do you need to happen to you? The Acme anvil fall on top of your head or what?
Well, Bree, you know what?
Hold on. We're going to take another caller. And I want the current callers to stay on the line. Don't hang up. Peace and blessings. You've reached the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your host, Bree. Who may I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
What's up, Bree? This is Alex. Can you hear me?
My brother, Alex. Oh, my goodness. How are you? Peace and blessings.
You
we
too,
missed
baby.
Your
I
presence
just...
last night on at Bree's block party. You were Crown Heights alumnus. You should have been there. It was a groove, baby.
I was reading contracts last night. Couldn't get to the phone, baby. I'm sorry about
that. Okay, well, you was trying to get to the money, so that's okay. So talk to me, Alex. You hear what we're talking about, this nice guy syndrome. I know you have something to add to this conversation.
Well, who's on the line, all guys?
Well, no. We have Turtle in the background,
in.
Gail from Minnesota.
Hello, hello.
We have Rich from Crown Heights. We have Mark from Houston, Texas. We have Timmy from Crown Heights via Walton's Mountain in Pocatello.
Wow.
And now we have Brother Alex.
Yeah, wow. Well, can you hear me, Bree?
I can hear you loud and clear, darling.
Yeah, I'm gonna just say this. When women first start dating, women like challenges. We like challenges in general. So because women like challenges, the nice guy's out from top. He's out from jump. Okay, because women like a guy. They feel like they can change and mold him and make him what they want him to be and all these different kind of things. So the nice guy's out from jump. You feel me?
No, I don't. But go on.
Well,
Don't take offense. Just listen.
Don't take offense.
No, I'm not taking this personally. I don't agree with the nice guy being out of the picture because there are some women who just want a nice guy.
They're in the minority, Bree, and I'm going to tell you why. Okay? They're in the minority because think about your high school, junior high school days, okay? Nobody wants Poindexter, head of the glee club, do all his homework. Y'all want the football jocks. Okay? Y'all want the guy hanging in the hallway. Okay?
Yep.
Y'all want the guy smoking the joints in the bathroom. Y'all want those dudes.
So they cool.
Okay? Yeah, they cool. Y'all don't want the guy get awards for his homework. He get awards for his attendance. You want the guy cutting class.
But that's what I could never understand. Those brothers, and I was one of those brothers who was into my books. I wasn't into, you know, hanging out and running the streets and hanging out in the hallways. I was, you know, I wanted my scores up because that was what was expected of me from both my mother and my father, and more so from my father because he was the head of the house. You know, his expectation was you bring your grades up in here and you can get whatever you want. And that's, you know, as I did. But then, like I said, you know, when it came to, you know, interacting with the ladies, you know, it was like, you're a good guy to talk with. I could tell you anything. I could talk with you about anything. But
that's
they
my
wanted
point.
To put me as a brother. But then, like I said, as I got older, I still kept my education as number one. But then there was that change. I slimmed down. You know, I wasn't the thug. You know, because I kept dressing nice. One thing that my mom wouldn't have had in the house was her two sons walking around with their drawers hanging outside their pants because she was about to knock us on the floor. She wasn't having that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I had cousins that did it. You know, my younger uncles that I was able to talk with, you know, they had their bad side, and I guess, you know, in family line, I started going on the bad side, too, where my attitude was, you know, it's all about me. I get what I want, how I want it, when I want it, but I was still respectful.
Yeah, you know what?
I was still business as I did.
What's the brother name talking right now? What's your name?
I'm Tim. I'm Sabrina's cousin.
Tim, what's up, Tim? This is Alex. I'm from Crown Heights, too. I've known Bree since kindergarten. But but I hear what you're saying. Oh, that's funny, huh?
That's my brother.
Yeah. I'm telling you. But
oh,
I agree with
gosh.
You, Tim. I agree with Tim. You know why? Because he just confirmed my point, okay? He all bookworm in school. This, oh, you're my brother. You're my best friend. But the thugs and the football jocks and the athletes and the guys who don't get no good grades, you open your legs for them. Why is that? I'm trying to figure this out myself.
I can't answer that question because I can answer the question, but that wasn't my experience personally. I guess because I grew up in a house of academics, and it was a high expectation of me to be an academic and to get good grades and to govern myself a certain way. And y'all, most of you know, I'm as light as I am because I couldn't get no sunshine on me because Shirley didn't let me out of the house. Okay? So, sure, when people would see me, it'd be like, you know, Christmas. Oh, my goodness, Bree. Unless we was walking to school and walking back home, that was the extent of my air. Okay? But I don't really identify with the girl that wanted the jock or wanted the guy in the bathroom smoking weed. Because first of all, back in the days when we were kids, see, we're living in a different world now. Our children and people who have grandchildren at this point, they living in a different world. When we were kids, you know that if we were outside doing something wrong, somebody, it didn't even have to be a relative. It could be a neighbor. They going to drag us home to our parents and out us out to our parents. So I was scared to death. I had to be, my mother used to tell me, bring your friends home so I could judge you. So the way that she controlled my ability to be able to interact with people, I had to bring all my friends home, all my friends. I couldn't have a conversation on the phone with somebody unless my mother saw them face to face. And she'd be like, mm-mm, nope, don't like the way this one looks. Mm-mm, nope, like
and
this
not
one.
Only
okay,
that
one.
They had to know their parents, too.
Well, that's my point. So it also has to do with how that individual was raised, you know, or what they, because if I'm growing up in a house of academics, I'm not saying now because we know about the PK syndrome also. PK kids who, and I know a lot of them, I grew up with a lot of them. Some PK kids, they, you know, they're one way at home, and then when they go outside, they felt completely different. But it all has to do with how you're raised and what is expected of you. So then that's how you develop what you want when you grow up. I had someone. Wait, one other thing. We're not digressing. Mm-hmm. I just want to tell you this, though. No.
Okay.
I was talking to one of my very good friends last night, and he has two daughters, one that's 12 and one that's 16. And he said something that was very poignant. And he said that he put a lot of his social wanting to be in a relationship or dating on hold for a while, because he wanted to give his daughters the attention that he felt that they would need in these very formative years, because he didn't want his daughters to go out and look for the attention that maybe he wasn't giving them. So he put his own self on hold so that he could focus on his daughters. And that's
sounds like a nice guy.
Right.
Well, and you know what?
Nice guy.
He's single too.
After the fact.
and he's one of those nice guys that talks about this very thing that we're talking about tonight. That
mm-hmm.
women don't tend to gravitate. The average woman doesn't tend to gravitate towards the nice guy. They gravitate towards the guy that doesn't treat them with PCA, doesn't give them TLC, and every other acronym that you want to put on it.
Bree,
okay, are these women out there looking for a mate, looking for marriage, or are they out there at the clubs every Friday or something like that? Because you got two different things there going on. If these people are out here just looking for a good time, then that's what they're looking for. Okay, if they're looking
mm-hmm.
for a mate, then okay, then that's the nice guy is who they should look for. But then a lot of times they don't want the nice guy. Okay, they don't
want
the nice guy.
Well, this is what
I
tell people all the time, and I've been telling them this. I've been telling women this from when I was in my 20s and I was single and going out after work on Friday nights. And they would say to me, wow, you always seem to attract, like, engineers and professional people. I said, but if you want a quality person, you have to go to quality places. You cannot go to the Red Parrot thinking you're going to find your husband.
That's right.
You know?
Exactly.
That's right. That's
no.
Right. But then again, but what about these women
also?
What about women that turn down the nice guys? What about these women that turn down the nice guys? Okay? This is what I believe your conversation is talking about. Okay?
Maybe the nice guys can't get the women. Turtle has life. She has her
husband. Maybe he ain't nice. Something's wrong. How do you know he's nice? Like, most of the time, the guys who make it like that, they're kind of arrogant and whatever. So it's like, how do you know he's nice?
Is that Gail?
Well,
you have to invest time.
Yeah.
You got to invest
that's
time.
That's Gail.
Okay.
Hey, Gail.
Hello.
Glad you're there, Gail. But you got to invest the time, just like both of y'all got to invest time in one another to see what type of person you really are.
I'm lost because you guys are talking about. I'm slow, first of all. Y'all know that. But
oh, I'm sorry.
You guys keep saying these nice versus. We started out by saying thugs, but then we changed it to, are we talking about mean? Because the guy who lost weight, is he still on the phone?
Yes, Gail, I'm here.
So did you, when you lost weight, you became arrogant and sarcastic and big head? What happened? You said you turned from nice to nasty.
Nice.
Just start treating people mean or what?
No, it wasn't treating people mean. It wasn't being disrespectful like I started out. It was a case of
I think I'm all that so I can treat you like this.
No, like I said, I started out, I never said that I was being disrespectful. It just became
Well, how
that,
did you turn from
you
saying the word nasty. I don't know what nasty means. Your behavior. It's your behavior. That's what you're talking about?
It was sort of like the aura, you know, where that there was no attraction when I was being nice. The attraction came when I started being sarcastic, nasty, arrogant.
There you go.
You know?
That was the words I'm looking for. Men like those same kind of women, to be honest. Men are attracted to those same kind of women that treat them mean, the nasty, that all that. They don't
for
like
a sex
the nice
partner,
women.
Not a wife.
But
for
see,
a
I never
partner,
went
not
after
a wife.
Those kind of women. I went after the quiet girls. I went after the bookworms. But they didn't want to get with me. They wanted to get with the jocks. They're hanging out in the hallways, running the street, the drug peddler, the personified pimp in words. And I couldn't understand that. You know, I didn't go
at this age, because you're going back to high school, and we're going to talk about this age that we are now. These men like those type of women that you're talking about. If you want to call them thugs or whatever, men like the women who treat them mean and all that kind of stuff. They don't like the nice women.
Are you saying nice guys like mean women?
That's basically what it boils down to.
Okay.
That's what I observed. I have observed that.
Well,
and they stay with those women, too.
Well, I didn't meet a nasty woman, and, you know, and by the grace of God, that woman became my wife, and that woman is the mother of my twin daughters. So, I mean,
Alex,
yes.
What do you think about what Gail has just said?
Well, you know what? I just think that when it comes down to nice, thug, whether women like nice guys, whether guys like nice, it's really come down to a maturity issue. And when you've been through enough ish with relationships and going through all these things, not knowing what you want, dating different people, when you get to a certain age of maturity, and I'm talking around 40, okay, when you really know what you want from a person, okay, then you could bypass all that thugging, bad boy, mean girl kind of crap, and you want a companion, somebody you can gel with and spend your life.
A life mate.
All the other stuff we're talking about, this is immaturity from your teens up through your 30s. Okay, you're searching. And in that searching, you run into a lot of bad people. A lot of times we don't know any better. A lot of times we think we can change people. We want challenges. We end up with bad people, and we try to change them. And we spend years, wasting years trying to change somebody who's not going to change. Then we get angry and bitter. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Now Gail, what do you think about what Alex just said?
I'm gonna agree with him, but I'm gonna also stick with the fact that men continue to search for that challenge. So you get a good wife, she's at home, she's cooking, she's cleaning, she's taking care of the kids, she even go to work herself. She even have a career. He's still searching for something. Or there's something that he needs to have his attention, and it's usually a mean woman.
Mm-hmm.
They like so, it's something
exciting
to them about a mean woman.
I'm going to go a little further. I'm going to kind of piggyback off of what Gail said and just, you know, what I've observed. Let's say men in general, or since we're talking about the nice guy, let's talk about the nice guy.
Let's talk
okay?
about
it. The nice guy who says, I want a nice woman, and it'd be nice if she, you know, be easy on the eye, and if she could be somewhat intelligent, and it'd be nice if she could cook, and she makes me feel good, and she is interested in the things that I'm interested in. And then what happens? Mystically, magically, because, you know, we know the ratio of men to women are 20 to 1, one of these women appear. Standing right in front of, now you got a nice, and I'm just going to take a line from one of my favorite movies, Notting Hill. I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here I am standing in front of you asking you to love me. I'm a nice girl, and you're a nice guy. And guess what? Because the ratio, again, of men to women are 20 to 1, 19, 18, 17, 16 women start walking by, and now that nice guy is distracted. He done forgot about the nice girl that's standing in front of him.
That he said
because
he
there are 19 other women vying his attention too. So yeah, there are some nice guys out there, but there are some very nice distracted guys out
there. And that's women's lack of respect for women. That's all that is.
What it is a brother's inability to be able to focus and
invest
some attention.
Free.
Put on the blinders at least long enough to have some discovery.
Yeah,
without distraction.
Enough.
How's
long
about that?
Enough. How about it? But you got three chicks, know the dude married, and still come after him because they want what she got. And they're going to come hard. So is that respect
same
for the woman?
With a man. Same
ain't talking
man.
About the nice married guy. We're
talking,
about,
what I'm
talking
about
nice
even
guy.
The nice married guy is still doing it.
That's what I'm talking about. The nice married guy.
The nice
women
the
see,
nice married guy
say
she put a ring on it, keep it moving. That's the end of that. That's what the nice married guy should do. But we're not talking about that guy tonight. We're talking about the nice single guy that has the nice single girl standing right in front of him and doesn't take the opportunity to pay a, to give her enough chance for discovery because he's distracted by the other 19 women that are walking past him.
Kathy, go ahead.
Oh, boy. Mark from Houston, Texas. Lord, have mercy.
I've been listening and listening. This is funny.
And that's a good skill for you. That's great.
This whole women is standing in front of me looking like, I don't know who she's supposed to be looking like, but here's the point.
No.
The point is this. If a man, it's kind of simple. If you know what you want, you know what you want. Okay? And you want to be picky and selective. You can be picky and selective. There are a whole lot of women out here. And number one, I have, you know, I understand the buffet concept, checking this out, because you know, hey, I can. So a lot of times I do what I do because I can do it, because I do have the ability to do that. But sometimes I do it because past experiences have made me a little more skittish, and I want to be a little more sure. Problem is you can't swim unless you jump in, and so you're going to have to find that out. The nice girl that's standing in front of you, maybe she don't look that nice to you, really. Maybe she just really don't look as nice as you think. And sometimes I got to step away from her to see that she looks that nice. Unfortunately,
oh,
come back,
he
she might
giving,
not be
he's just giving the reasons why men do what they do. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, tell on yourself.
Well,
go on.
Well, whatever. Anyway, I'm not sure it on myself. I'm just keeping it. Look, here's the thing.
Keep it 100, brother.
Bad boy, I don't know which gentleman said it, but number one, whoever said the immature part, there's a lot of immaturity going on out there, number one. Number two, and a lot of the immaturity is going on because I think we are younger. Let's get something straight. A lot of us don't look the age that we are. A lot of us, I always talk about the fact that we, and I think about it from the standpoint, I use hip-hop. Hip-hop was created in 73 in the South Bronx, okay? So that means that our generation created this music, and even some people older than us have created this music. So the music that has come about and the mores that came along with it and the longevity and the youthfulness that you see out here, we're still obtaining some of that. We still hold on to some of that youthfulness. So we're not our grandmother's 50-year-old. We're not our grandfather's 45-year-old no more. We're a whole different game. So a lot of us have started things later in life, meaning we chose to start families later. We did a lot of things different than some of our parents did. So we got a whole different ball game out here. So now we're looking at young ladies or older women or whatever you want to call them that they're not really sure what they want, per se. But guess what? The man ain't either. He ain't really sure. So guess what? We're doing a lot of, as Bree says, a lot of
exploration. And is it the nice guy that doesn't know what he wants? Is it that
guy? I gotta go back to Gil. This whole nice guy thing is a bunch of crap in this sense. I don't even know why he thinks he's nice. Why do he think he's nice? Because he pulled a tail. I mean, why do he think he's nice?
Okay, pause.
It's a good chance he ain't nice.
Rich.
He might be boring. He may be boring. He may be inattentive. He may be self-absorbed, because if he's a nerd guy that's really got off into whatever his accomplishments are, he may do a lot of talking about himself. I don't know what
okay.
guys are doing.
I need to put you on hold. I'm going to take another caller. And then I want to ask Rich what he thinks about what Mark just said. Peace and blessings. You've reached the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your host, Bree. Who may I have the pleasure of speaking to?
This is Alisa.
Alisa.
Yay!
Another woman. Great.
You.
We need that.
Well, we're talking about Mr. Nice Guy. I'm sure you've been listening.
I welcome you. It's nice to have another female present.
Thank you.
Let's hear what your perspective is on this opinion that some men have that nice guys are really finishing last because women are choosing thugs, brothers, or, you know, guys that just don't treat them well. What do you think that's about?
Well, I think it's really all in the person themselves, not so much the nice guy or the thugs. I come from a well-rounded family. My father gave me all the attention in the world, and I still went after the ones that probably didn't do too much for me. What kind of got me started on that was I was actually with a guy. He was great, had a good job, good head on his shoulders, but he was kind of like cocky and rude and kind of self-absorbed. And, you know, it wasn't what I was looking for. And, you know, it was kind of made the whole situation difficult, and it made me turn and change a different decision on, you know, the type of guys that I wanted to be with. Somebody that would give me adventure and have fun with and kind of step outside the box. And it wasn't so much the thug, I guess what they call it, but just somebody that was as exciting and would bring thrill to my life, not just everyday same old, same old. But in that same sense, I had to be prepared for it and everything else that came along with it. So, I mean, I don't think that the nice guys finish last. It's just nice guys are kind of rude. They expect so much more. They think that you should be on a certain level and, you know, be the woman. You know, I'm a woman that works. I have children. I take care of myself. But I also want my man to be able to do the same things that I'm doing. You know, I don't want us to be one higher than the other. I want us to be on the same level.
That's right.
See?
So, I mean, I think, you know, people want to blame it. Oh, I'm a good guy or I'm a thug. But it's not really that. It's just who you actually really are and who you want to portray yourself to be.
Right. Because you know what?
Well,
let me piggyback on what she just said real quick. Dig this. And I'm going to tell you the so-called thug guy or whatever you want to call it. One thing about a thug guy or a guy that's whatever you want to call them, they don't know how to holler at a female. You know what I'm saying? Because what they do is when they make their pursuit, they're hollering at them. You know what I'm saying? What's up, baby? You know, they're in their face. They're giving them that attention and that energy. Most of these nerd dudes, I don't know what they're talking about. Because I'm trying to, like I said, especially if they're older, a lot of them, I'm self-absorbed because I know guys that are very successful or they were engineers or they were accountants or whatever the hell they were. They did what they did, and they want a woman. Okay, so how are you approaching a woman? How you coming
to her? Like a cave woman.
Yeah.
Oh,
you want to come to her?
Hey, come here. Just because you made a few dollars.
Okay, Rich. Rich.
Yes. I'm here.
You've been listening. What do you think? You've been listening to our new guest caller, and you've been listening to Mark from Houston, Texas, and Alex, and Gail.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine. That's my friend.
We've had many of these debates before.
Welcome, Alisa. Your presence is most welcome. Really, it is.
Thank you.
So, Rich, what do you think about what's been said up to this point?
Well, Alisa just proved the point that I think most of the men agree with, that nice guys are basically boring. But she said something that was wrong. She said the nice guy was rude. Okay,
nice.
To me, that's an oxymoron. You know, he's not a nice guy if he's rude. But nice guys are not what most women are looking for right away. They're looking for a nice guy when they want to settle down, okay?
Right.
And depends on if they want to settle down or not. If they don't want to settle down, they're out there looking for whoever comes their way that they're attracted to. And it's mostly the guys like I think Mark said it or Alex said it, that's hollering at them, okay? Whoever's hollering
right.
at them, and that's the attention that they want.
That's
what they're going at. Okay, that's the attention that they want. They settle for whatever else afterwards, okay? This guy is not exactly polished, okay? They're not looking for a polished man, okay? They're looking for a polished man, and it depends on their age also. If they're young, they're looking for a polished man to take care of them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a polished man's job is, to take care of them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if he's not polished, then this is the man that's going to take care of other aspects that they want. Okay, so if he's, why do so many young women out here run around with drug dealers? Okay, let me throw that at you. Why do they do that? They know what these guys are doing, but they still do it.
You just
okay, they
the
still
question.
Do.
At that age,
you answered your own question. You answered your own question. You answered your own question because they're young.
Gail, is that Gail?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, it is.
Well,
okay, Gail, I'm asking you a question now about the mean, about why these guys, nice guys, like mean women. Okay, that may be in your aspect or in what you see, but that is not true wholeheartedly. These guys are
weak.
I'm not
going to say it.
They like mean women. They're weak.
I said what
okay?
I see.
Because
I
they like mean
everybody.
Women. Maybe their mother was mean to them. Maybe that's why they like mean women.
But how come their relationships, they stay with those women, and then you get a nice woman
that's their own question to answer.
Her.
Okay, that is their own question to answer. That is not a general statement about men in general, that they like mean women. Okay? I never liked a mean woman. Never.
Okay, then you're
never.
Not in the equation. Right?
I'm talking.
You wouldn't be in that equation.
And that puts me in it. I'm talking.
Cut off.
I hear you. I hear you.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Okay. Can I have a moment? Just give me like a minute and a half. Can I have a minute and a half?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Let me say this, and a lot of us are saying a lot of different things, okay? The nice guy, the nice girl, that's a preference type of thing. It's whatever you're attracted to. You get the greasiest biker dude, you get a biker chick, he's a nice guy to her, okay? That's her type, okay? But what I want to do say is that people are always asking, women are always asking, is chivalry dead? Is chivalry dead? Oh, where's chivalry? Chivalry is dead because women killed it. And you know how they killed
her?
You know how they killed her? Is that when we
wait,
burned
wait, wait. He's 1 minute and a half. Go on.
He going to get killed in 1 minute
and a half. I haven't killed it. I want to hear this.
Yeah, women killed it, and they killed it with this independence movement. Now, what's wrong with the independence movement? Nothing. Women can do whatever they want to do and feel free to do it.
Always
the
have.
The problem is they always want to rub it in the guys' faces, and it caused them to get a lack of respect for men.
But she just did. She just did that to you, Alex. She always did. See that? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So
everything we do, y'all taught us. If God puts out here first, y'all taught us how to act the way we act. So what are you complaining for? We learned from
proof of what you just saying, Alex, man. You can't even get your minute and a half.
I can't get my
minute and a half. She already told you your minute and a half was up a while ago.
Alex, uninterrupted.
At least my wife gets 2 minutes, but I'll leave that alone. That's for another show. But
I love this show.
Okay.
He's stuck now.
I don't necessarily.
Oh my goodness, this is something else, because this whole idea of nice guy, okay, and you're saying that chivalry is dead because women killed it, and you saying
yep.
that women killed chivalry because of the woman's movement.
Yep.
I don't think that we were trying when we were trying to gain access and to gain rights to be able to do things and to be considered somewhat equal in the workforce and things of that nature, that we were trying to tell men that we didn't want, that we wanted them to stop being a man.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can say that, Bree, but actions speak louder than words. Y'all have done that.
But wait,
you know what? Please don't
out.
Get me started on the Coca-Cola. Okay?
Take this out.
Let me get started on the Coca-Cola, okay? I give a man every opportunity to be a man because I don't want to be a man. I love everything about being a woman. I love it. Okay? So
right.
I'm not trying to be a man when I'm spending time with a man. I'm trying to be free. I'm a woman. He wants PCA, passion, care, and attention.
Trademark.
And I want it from a nice guy because I'm a nice woman. Here ended the lesson.
But can I say something real quick? The women's, let me just piggyback on what Alex said. See, here's the thing about it's a lot of cause and effect stuff. Number one, I don't think women killed chivalry, but what I do believe is chivalry really, to a great degree, was dependent on a submissive, subservient woman. So once a woman asserted herself, in effect, chivalry shifted because you got to understand the chivalrous man was chivalrous because he had a subservient woman, so he could be chivalrous too. Now she's not subservient no more, so now he don't know what to do with that. So it is on him because her movement, he kind of put a squash on what he would do. He didn't know what to do because he's used to that woman, that docile woman sitting where she was. So now you open the door for somebody that wants the door to be open, in a I don't need you to open the door for me. I need you to treat me like a woman. I need you to open the door for me. And that's a
okay, we're going to hold on a second. We're going to another call. Peace and blessings. You've reached Bree Life Radio. I'm your hostess, Bree. Who may I have the pleasure of speaking to?
This is Terry.
Terry, peace and blessings. How are you?
I don't know. I'm going to see how this thing works. Never did this before.
Okay. Well, as you know, we're talking about Mr. Nice Guy. And it would seem as though there are brothers that really feel that sisters are not given the nice guy a fair shot.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I'm curious to know what makes the quote-unquote nice guy think that every woman is supposed to be for him. I don't think it's necessarily right, but then I also think that the definition of a nice guy as opposed to a thug is probably on an individual's basis. Everybody see it a different way.
Okay, whoever has the show on, maybe on their laptop or computer in the background, if they could pause them or put the mute button on, because or turn the volume down because we're getting a feedback.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so who wants to chime in on what our new caller Terry has said?
Well, is everybody still here? How many callers? You got about 7 callers on, Bree.
Well, I know how to move around, so I got this. All good. Okay.
Why can't you say that?
Wow.
Listen, my listeners know what I mean when I say I move around. So
that's
all good.
Show topic we had before.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So,
what does anyone know
about what Terry had to add to our conversation?
What did he say? How do people know if the nice woman was for them? What did he say? I couldn't hear.
No, what he stated was. What constitutes this nice guy's perspective that all women are for this nice guy? That all women should be for this nice guy?
I say no.
Nice guys are always complaining that they finished last, the quote-unquote nice guy. But what makes them supposed to be front runner? It's what any particular woman wants, any individual woman wants. I heard this a couple times tonight that, depends on what she wants. Maybe she don't want a nice guy. Maybe she wants the thug. She wants the drug dealer. She wants the
knucklehead.
So, you can't be mad at her for wanting that.
There's an old saying, opposites attract. And old sayings become old for a reason, because a lot of times they're true.
Well, that has some validity to it,
Well, I don't completely subscribe to that adage, only because, yes, it may be true in one sense, but here's the thing. If somebody is your opposite, that means that there's going to be a pull. There's always going to be opposition, whether it happens in the beginning, in the middle, or at the end. Who wants to be dealing with opposition when you already fighting against so many other forces?
Who wants to live with themselves? Can you live with yourself, Bree?
I know you are not turning this back around on me.
Yes,
we are talking about Mr. Nice Guy.
You want somebody opposite you to make your relationship interesting, challenging. You don't want somebody just like you. What you need them for? You can live with yourself.
No. My choice is to be with a mind-like individual. I don't want an opposite. The only opposite that I want is that I'm a woman and he's a man. That's it. I would like to be in a relationship with someone that we have similar interests,
Our perspectives are similar. How we manage money, time, all those things are in alignment with one another because, because when you have the opposite, when you have the opposite, you have ingredients for failure.
Okay, but drink.
And I have learned this because I've been drinking milk, all right? and I'm more knowledgeable that opposite didn't work the first time.
Okay.
So how many times I got to make a mistake for the opposite?
You don't have to define opposite, and I disagree with you. You know, I disagree with you about that. I don't.
Well, okay, that's not new. But, you know, I still say all day I will not seek out an opposite individual. I want a mind-like individual because I don't want to live in opposition anymore. That's my choice.
Brie, I agree with you.
Can I say something to you, Brie?
Okay, you can say something. This is about Mr. Nice Guy, right?
Right. But it's also about Mr. Nice Guy, this whole concept of the opposition, as you put it. Number one, opposites or people of like mind is one thing, and I understand what like mind is. But what I'm saying is that there are things that that you don't want that are just like you. You don't want in another person.
I want someone just like me. That's not what I said. I said I want a like mind individual because I know I know what life is like when you are dealing in opposition
I think we're mistaking what opposite is in opposition. I'm not talking about opposition. When we say opposites attract, we're not talking about being in opposition.
Opposites can attract for the obvious reason, but you don't have to choose that opposite person to make your partner.
I guarantee you. Okay.
Because
if you have peripheral
thought and vision to understand what life would be like with this opposite person down the line, you're not going to want to do that. Maybe when you're in your 20s, you're young and inexperienced. And opposite attracting to you and you attracting to it, that's exciting.
But when you get to be in your 40s and 50s,
you've lived enough life, you've made your mistakes, you hurt people, you've been hurt, you loved, been in love and all that stuff, you should know better so that you can do better.
I am not saying that a person should have different moral concepts, but it's usually the opposite part is how we go about doing the same thing. That's what I'm saying, meaning you run fast, I walk slow. You know what I'm saying? You speak loud, I speak a little soft. That's what I'm talking about when I say opposites attract. I ain't talking about you believe in the devil, I believe in Jesus. I mean, come on. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I think we go too far.
What are you talking about? And you went someplace different.
No, what I was saying is, and to go back.
He asked me, did
question.
I want to be by myself? Why? I don't know why my brother asked me that question. But here is my point. For me, since he asked me the question about me, which I try not to infuse so much of myself into this situation, but if you're asking me about me, it's my personal opinion that I don't want to be with an opposite. I want to be with a mind-like individual.
Okay.
Because I did opposite and that didn't work. That's just how I no duo.
We heard you, Bree. Let the man talk.
You're saying not mind-like. So, okay, all right.
This is my show. This is the Bree Life Radio show.
Okay.
And I move the crowd. Okay. I'm the 19th ladder. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Unbelievable. See, that's a kill chivalry.
Chivalry is
dead. That's a kill chivalry.
If you say so.
Well, you know what? If chivalry is dead because I said the things that need to be said, then, you know, I don't know.
You know what else is dead? You know what else is dead?
Chivalry is far from dead.
The hunter and gatherer is dead.
What?
Really? Let's talk about that.
Of course.
He seemed not to agree on this whole nice guy concept. So let's talk about the hunter and gatherer. Who is that person?
So what happened to him? Like, huh?
The hunter and gatherer.
Maybe if he comes back,
the whole concept of hunter gatherer.
We know environmental has changed, just like with chivalry. Right. Environmental has changed, all that. We know that. But he's talking about chivalry.
I'll even put it in another term. If chivalry is dead, it's dead because the man ain't really stepping up the way he should. Not all men. There are some men that say that they want this and that and thus in a woman. But you know what? How's about leading the conversation? How's about leading the steps toward the ultimate step? You know, how you start a thing should be how you be about a thing. So if a man is saying chivalry is dead, is it dead because he tired and he just not, you know, stepping up to the plate and being chivalrous? Or is it because it's really dead? Because you're saying that women don't appreciate a door being open, flowers, PCA, all of those things that involve one being chivalrous.
No, because they live in like characters. They can buy their own stuff.
What?
Wow.
They're living vicariously through Oprah. They could buy their own stuff.
Wow.
So they don't need us to buy them flowers and candy. They got attitudes today, Bree.
I do not want Oprah doing nothing for me.
Hello?
I do not want Oprah doing nothing for me. What is that? Where did Oprah come from?
Because
they think every woman watch Oprah. That's where it came from.
That's exactly where it came from.
I don't have TiVo.
I was usually very busy at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Exactly, working.
I don't subscribe to this. You know, if you notice, most of the people that were sitting in Oprah's audience,
they were Caucasian.
That's number one.
Amen, my sister. Amen.
And you know what? Most of the women sitting home watching Oprah was Caucasian. I happen to be. If you didn't look at the picture for Bree Life Radio, I'm definitely a woman of color. I was busy at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I was working.
Amen.
So I was working. I'm not subscribing to Oprah's ideologies because, you know, Oprah's ideology works great for her. She's a billionaire. She ain't married. She don't have no. She didn't birth children. You know, Oprah's a great woman, but I'm not living through Oprah. Okay.
A lot of women.
For me, it's really simple. I'm a nice woman, and I want a nice guy. That's it. What about you, Turtle?
I was thinking, amen. I was amen.
I think on that note, we should take another caller. Peace and blessings. You have reached the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your host, Bree. Who may I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
This is Bree.
Hi, Bree. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fair.
You're fair?
Yeah.
Well, who may I have the pleasure of speaking to?
My name is Rob.
Hi, Rob.
How you doing?
Well, our topic tonight is Mr. Nice Guy, and as you probably could tell, we all have opposing perspectives on who he is and what he wants.
Yeah.
So on which side of the debate might you lay?
I'm a little confused as to what a thug is and what a nice guy is. I'm still trying to get a little bit more clarity into what a thug is.
So,
because from how I see it, I think thugs are a bunch of closet homos, and some of these nice guys, I consider myself a person that just want to go ahead and have a good time and get through life and deal with what life throws at me. So, and with that, I think I treat women fairly well. I think I treat them nice. But if you consider me to be that nice guy and that, but what I'm hearing from the brothers is that like nice guys are kind of weak, and so I don't want to put that out there like that. But some nice guys, I think they're kind of weak. And it was a few things I wanted to address. But the one sister that was saying that nice guys are rude, I totally disagree with that. But I just don't. I really want to go.
I said
some.
I didn't say all. Some nice guys are rude because a lot of guys that make a certain salary figure or whatever you want to say, they are rude and arrogant, and they think women should bow down to them. Ain't gonna happen.
That's a weak
man. I
don't
care how much money you make, but yeah, when I do my little say so, it's 50-50. I never say all.
But the brother just mentioned something about, and you were Sister Bree, you were talking about you were busy at 4 o'clock when Oprah was on, but Oprah does have an influence on sisters. Even though you were at work or you were busy at 4 o'clock,
I was being funny. I just understand what you're saying, and I know. I already know where you're going. I'm not cutting you off. I'm sorry.
Because the white women brought it back to work and they would discuss it with it got passed around. So it somehow that
yes.
The conversation that Oprah was having about life and stuff like that, Oprah full of crap. The stuff that Oprah was saying had got around to sisters somehow, and that's I can identify what the brother was saying. I don't think Oprah has our interests at heart, even though her audience is 90-some% white and she does a whole lot of stuff for white folks, but she is not really on our side. And the things that she does is stuff that is kind of harmful to us as a people.
Wow.
Okay.
That's heavy.
Mm.
That's like another show.
That really is another
on the black community. Next Bree Life Radio.
Well,
that was a mouthful right there. I didn't know you started on that. Wow. Oprah.
Next call.
Well, let me ask you a question, Rob. How are you? I'm assuming you're single.
Yeah.
Okay, and how long have you been in the singlehood, as I call it?
30 minutes. No.
Wow.
30 minutes?
Well,
hey, man, congratulations.
What just happened?
Got a lot of baggage.
No.
Baggage. You just came right in with it.
No. It's, let me see. I've been divorced for it's like 5 years now.
Mm.
Okay. Now, see, Rob is not... He is not the norm. He's the exception. And how I say this, why I say this is because there is a perspective that when most men get divorced, they usually, within 2 years, become remarried or at least in a committed relationship living with someone.
Yeah.
So let me ask you something, Rob. Why, after 5 years, are you still single? Are you this nice guy that's finishing last? Or is it a personal choice that you just not to be married at this point, and or maybe not in a committed relationship? You want to move around.
It's a combination of a lot of different things. Because of what I do, because of my job, my business, and I'm around a lot of people, and a lot of females are interested, and I travel, and the women's claws begin to come out at a certain point. That's what kind of ruined my relationship.
Is that usually after 90 days, 30 days? What's your rules of engagement?
I like to go ahead and give them some time to go ahead and check things out, and then you can kind of see. You got to go ahead and look over your shoulder and get that peripheral thing going and go that kind of check them out and see how they're reacting to how females approach me. So it's you got to
okay.
go ahead and watch out. You got to watch out and be careful because then it can be rough, real rough.
Oh, boy. Well, I thank you very much for calling in, Rob. And please keep following Bree Life Radio.
I'll do that.
I'm going to take another caller, but I don't want you to hang up, okay?
Sure.
That's Oprah calling.
Yes, he's calling. About to pick Oprah up right now. Blessings, this is Bree Life Radio. I'm your hostess, Bree. Is this Oprah?
Scared her off the phone.
Are you scared Oprah off the phone?
Aw.
Oh, boy. I just called my home chicken. You just scared her off the phone, man.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We're going to take another caller. Peace and blessings. This is Bree Life Radio. You've reached your host is Bree. May I have the pleasure of knowing who I'm speaking to? Hello?
Well, that must have been Stedman.
That must have been Stedman.
Why are you talking about my woman?
Oh, my goodness. So what do we think about our new caller, Rob, of what he had to add to the conversation?
Well,
I got a question. How many relationships or women have you dealt with since you've been divorced?
I don't.
Dang, is that many?
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, huh?
No,
Bob moves around.
Yeah,
but, I had a question too.
What
you said those guys, the nice guys, are what?
He said they're weak or they're closet. No, he said the thug guys are usually closet, right? And the nice guys are very weak. Are we quoting you correctly, Rob?
Yeah.
I don't want my man Rob on some of that. I'm with him on
it.
Let's allow Rob to speak. We asked him some questions. Give him chance to answer.
Because some of these, okay, I'm gonna deal with the so-called thugs. These cats are. A lot of them like to go ahead and play around, be in and out of jail, and want to come out, and then they want to go ahead and put that lifestyle that they endured in jail
exactly.
on the street. And so that's why I call them a lot of closet homos.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
You know, so that thing there, I mean, you really, I can't understand why a female would want to go ahead and get involved with somebody like this. I mean, first off, you're in and out of jail. What kind of, there's no retirement plan in going ahead and going through that stuff there. I don't get it.
That's usually the young girls. They're looking for excitement and the life that looks good. That's not older women.
There probably is
some older women.
To what Rob saying, here's the thing. A young girl and a thug is kind of, especially if he's getting some money, a lot of young guys in their age group, they're not making a lot of money. So you're dealing with an older guy, or if they're looking for bread, if they're looking for money, then they're going to go with the thug guy because a young guy may not be really making that much money at that. It's just the reality of it. And so a lot of times we can't do for them at that age, some so to speak, a young man, you know what I'm saying? So therefore, they want all the little trinkets, you know what I'm saying? So they go after the dude that can possibly get at them. But guess what? You get that and everything that comes with that. So
that material stuff and that fantasy life, and that's another one of our bigger problems, is we into more materialism and fantasy, living our lives through videos and TV and stuff like that. When I travel, I got back from Africa a little while ago, and what I saw over there is that it's almost the same thing over there. It's following those who mean us a lot of harm. It's ridiculous.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
People want stuff. They want stuff because they think stuff is going to give them more value. They think, because what happens is they look at stuff as an extension of their value. So I get something that makes me more valuable, which is
kind of idiotic, but that's what the deal is. That's what material. That's a whole lot of materialism. So.
The materialism.
So can I just interject, because you know I'm sitting here. We're almost at the close of the show, and there's something that was said a few minutes ago, and it kind of is still with me. It's heavy with me, and we might have to continue this in the freestyle tomorrow. I'm not sure. What is the deal with the opposites attracting? I'm stuck on that.
Is it more like somebody who's quiet might attract somebody who's a little louder, outspoken?
That's what I keep trying to say. She, Bree, the whole issue of opposites is not about some kind of clear ideological differences. That's not the opposite I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? But we can talk about that tomorrow, because I know time is ticking. So I think we should talk about it tomorrow.
Can I ask a quick question?
That's my freestyle.
Yes.
So opposites attract. So you want somebody, a gentleman, young man, whatever, that would go ahead and take more pride in his appearance than you?
No,
absolutely not.
I think it's mostly characteristic, like behavior. It's like a behavior, not just you don't pay your bills and I pay my bills. It's more that, like I just said, I'm kind of quiet, so I might like somebody who's a little more talkative because, you know,
It's more nuanced. It ain't some crazy pronounced, you know, dichotomy. I mean, that's not what I mean when I say opposite, but I guess, you know. No. I don't understand. Yeah.
Well,
it's like I'm a little bit country, I'm a little bit rock and roll type of thing. You know, it ain't like we just, you know, we're ideologically opposed to each other. I mean, but I guess, you know.
I want to say this real quick.
Well, ugly men date pretty girls. So that's opposite. So I don't know.
That ain't, because that's a subjective position about who you know.
I threw that out there for controversial talk about it tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Alex?
Yes?
What did you want to say?
Yeah, I want to say this in closing because we're getting close to the end of time. We can probably continue this on freestyle. But I want to say what causes a lot of problems in relationships is that a lot of times women really don't know what they want and they constantly change the rules. Now, let me say a little something for a minute, okay?
Oh.
They say they want a strong type of man. I want a strong man. I want a this. Then they say too controlling. I want a man that works hard, a man who works for his family. Then they complain he's never home. You know, I want a good father, somebody who loves his kids, spend too much time with the kids. He ain't spending time with her. She mad at that. They never know what they want. They always changing the rules. I can go on
no,
all day.
Hold on.
I'm going to close on that.
That's what they want. So it's a swinging pendulum. So at the moment, that's what I want.
Okay.
Tomorrow, I might not want it.
I have to close out
Stop
the show,
the
but
rules.
What I want to say to that is that what's wrong with balance? I think along with communication being broken between men and women, we also don't know how to find the proper balance with one another because we both have roles to play. And we should be trying to find the flow that's good for our family dynamic. So in closing, I want to say thank you to all the guest callers. This is a topic that I'm quite sure that we're going to have to revisit at some point in the future. I want to remind all of the listeners that Freestyle Thursdays is tomorrow. You can come on by calling 424-220-1862 and come up with your own freestyle. It's about whatever you want to talk about, and you'll have 3 minutes to discuss your topic. And other than that, I want to thank everyone who called in. I want to thank all my listeners, and I want to say peace and blessings to everyone, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for calling in the Bree Life Radio.